This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا. صدق الله العظيم. We continue in our discussion exploring the mysteries of chapter 19 Surah Maryam, and we concluded verse 64 in which Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam told the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I only descend by the will, the decree, the command of the Almighty. وَمَنْ يَقُلْ مِنْهُمْ إِنِّي إِلَهٌ مِّنْ دُونِهِ فَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِيهِ جَهَنَّمْ كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the malaika. Though they are lofty in their rank, but they cannot trespass the limits that have been put out for them. حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا الْحَقَّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. If you look into the context of this ayah, it's a whole detailed discussion as well, how the malaika with reverence and respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they conduct themselves. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget, and Allah does not make a mistake. Verse 65, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَعْبُدُهُ وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِ. You know, humans, if you've asked him something and he doesn't reply, now you don't know if he doesn't want to approve the request or he forgot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget. And Allah's timing is perfect. As humans, we anxious and we want instant and immediate. But rest assured, Allah knows the perfect timing. I often say, at times, Allah answers your du'as 10 years later, but 10 times better. At times, Allah answers your dua 10 years later, but 10 times better. Allah never forgets. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. The Lord of the skies, the Lord of the earth, and the Lord of that which is between the skies and the earth. خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ. فَاعْبُدْهُ فَاعْبُدْهُ. Worship him. وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. And be steadfast on his worship. Be steadfast. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Be steadfast. Under the word istabir, in Madarik al-Tanzeel it is written, meaning, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the path of guidance, when inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have to encounter a lot of difficulties. Sometimes it would be the jealous people, sometimes it would be the hostile people, sometimes it would be those who denied the truth, sometimes it would be those that would be mocking. Persevere. And subhanallah, how our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam persevered. And remember, their denial of the truth was not because they were not convinced on the veracity of the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But here's the irony. فَفِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُكَذِّبُونَهُ وَيَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُ سَاحِرٌ أَوْ كَذَّابٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَجِدُونَ فِي مَنْ حَوْلَهُ مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ أَمَانَةً وَصِدْقًا فَكَانُوا لَا يَضَعُونَ حَوَائِجَهُمْ وَلَا أَمْوَالَهُمْ الَّتِي يَخَافُونَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا عِنْدَهُ. وهذا يدل على أن كفرهم لم يكن بسبب الشك لديهم في صدقه وإنما بسبب تكبرهم واستعلائهم على الحق الذي جاء به. I read this in a particular book and I'm quoting it to you verbatim. What does the author write? At the very moment in which they would deny the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, والعياذ بالله, and they would call him a liar and an imposter and a poet and a soothsayer, etc. Ironically, at that very time, they would come and say, please, can we leave our belongings with you? Can we leave our wealth and our possessions and our treasures with you? Because frankly speaking, we don't trust anyone. So you, by your own confession, say he's the most honest, he's the most truthful, and then you deny him. That is a proof that your disbelief did not stem from any doubt, but it was because of your arrogance that you could not embrace the truth. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا You know, there's so many verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. Okay, so Allah tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِ Persevere. They're going to say nasty things, dirty things. Persevere. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persevered. And the ulama say, in the advice that Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam gave his son, he told his son, don't walk arrogantly on the earth. Then he told his son, don't raise your voice. Then he told his son that remember whatever action you do, Allah is watching it. Allah is aware of it. Innaha, Jalalain writes, ay al-khaslatu sayya, if you were to commit an act of evil or vice, fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawat, hidden in a mountain or in some remote location, ya'ti biha Allah, Allah will present it on the day of qiyamah. Inna Allah latifun bi istikhrajiha khabirun bi makaniha. Allah is cognizant and aware of the precise location. But then Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam tells his son, ya bunayya aqimis salah, oh my son, establish prayer. وَأْمُرْ يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Advocate virtue. وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And prohibit vice. And immediately after that he says, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ And persevere on that which afflicts you. Which many scholars say, the correlation of the latter portion of this advice with the advice that precedes it is, when you're going to advise people to do good and you're going to prohibit them from evil, they're going to say nasty things to you, persevere in this regard. وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِ الصَّبْرُ عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ وَالصَّبْرُ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الشَّدَائِدِ As the scholars will tell us, perseverance in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَايَعْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى الْمَنْشَطِ وَالْمَكْرَةِ The companion said that we had pledged our allegiance to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam when conditions are favorable and they're not favorable. To obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a favorable condition, it is easy. Ramadan across the globe. For some, the days are short. For some, the days are long. For some, it's winter. For some, it is summer. A believer is one who is motivated by the order of Allah. And Allah is aware of his circumstances and his conditions. And Allah will reward accordingly. Okay, so Rabbus samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma, the Lord of the skies and the earth and that which is beneath it. Fa'budhu, worship Allah. Wastabir li ibadati, and persevere, be steadfast. Hal ta'lamu lahu samiyya, the concluding verses of 60, the concluding portion of verse 65. Do you know of anyone with the same name? Hal ta'lamu lahu samiyya, wow. Do you know of anyone with the same name like Allah? Do you know of anyone with the same attributes like Allah? No, not at all. So focus your worship to Him exclusive. And the scholars have written something very amazing. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا Do you know anyone with that qualities and attributes with that name? People have wrongly opted to worship so many gods and deities and isms, but nobody has ever had a god or a deity by the name of Allah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected and preserved the Ismul Jalala, as we would say, the Ismul Jalala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody ever, they had different names for their gods and for their objects and for their, deities that they worshipped. Different names people give. But nobody ever had, and of course, even the other names that people give, it's just names, as the Quran says, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءٌ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ This is nothing but a name that you have given. It's just a name. So by changing the name, you don't change the reality. If I have a simple phone and I want to call it a branded phone, I just create my own brand and I put it on there. Well, that's my own choice, but that doesn't enhance the value of that particular phone. It remains what it is. Likewise, I can put a badge on any car or I can put a symbol on anything. It's not going to change the reality. It's not tabdil mahiyat, as we would say. So whoever you are worshipping, Allah says you are worshipping a name. In here, illa asma, it's nothing but names. You're saying it's the God of khair, or it gives you good, or it protects you from evil, or this one gives you rain, or this one will help you here. These are just names that you are given. Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. So the name Allah has and will remain exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, all the other attributes are also exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the word Allah, then nobody could even dare use that or mimic that or adopt that or wrongly claim that for any other god or deity. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا Do you know of anyone that has that name? Do you know of anyone that shares those attributes? No, not at all. So then focus your worship exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مخلصين له حنفاء حنفاء مخلصين له الدين Exclusive in the remembrance and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from amongst those people. Okay, we move on verse number 66. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the story, the tale, the narrative of one arrogant disbeliever. وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ And man says, most of the scholars say it was Ubay bin Khalaf. Others say it was Walid bin Mughira as well. But overwhelming suggests that it was Ubay bin Khalaf, who was a disbeliever, and we know that he was haughty, arrogant, obstinate, and he denied the truth. وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ And man says, أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ When I die, when I will one day die, لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا Will I be resurrected and given life again? In other words, frowning, objecting on this. Is this real? Will this actually happen? So it comes in the narrations. He took a bone and he had broken it into pieces. It was ramim, you know, decomposed. And then he comes and he drops it before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَتَزْعُمُ أَنَّ رَبَّكَ يُحْيِي هَذِهِ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ Do you supposedly claim, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your Lord will revive this now that it has been fragmented and it's broken into pieces? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there in Surah Yasin, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلَ وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا He's giving us an example. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا And he forgot how we created him. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ And he has the audacity to say, مَنْ هُو يُحْيِي will create العظام, the bones, وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ while it is decomposed. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ Answer to him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who created it the first time will create it again. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّا نَجْمَعَ عِظَامًا Does man think we won't able to assemble his bones? بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَى أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانًا We will assemble his fingertips. We will assemble his fingertips. قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا You know what? After you die, take the form of stone or take the form of steel. أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا And then they will say, how is it possible and who will create us? Tell them, قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً The one who created you the first time will create you again. A person once came to a great scholar and he asked the question, is it possible for a person to be resurrected in the grave? So that scholar, rahimahullah, said, is it possible for me to resurrect him? Possible for you to resurrect him? Or possible for Allah to resurrect him? Qualify your statement. When you're saying, is it possible for a dead person to be resurrected? Is it possible for me to resurrect? Of course, impossible. Possible for you to resurrect? Impossible. Possible for Allah? Absolutely, absolutely. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا Allah says to create everyone, to give death to everyone, and then recreate everyone is like one soul. To Allah, it doesn't make any difference. In Juz 14, chapter 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ خلق الإنسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين. We created man from a semen, from a fluid, and suddenly he argues the concept of monotheism, and he wants to challenge the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, a child could not speak, and then you're taking him to a speech therapist, and you're teaching him baby talk, and then when he grows up and he can speak, and he says, yeah, dad, but you did nothing for me. And you say, what an audacity. Do you know you couldn't speak? Do you know it was me who took you to a speech therapist? Do you know it is me who cried for you and I was wailing for you? And now finally, when we somehow managed to get some speech in place, you challenge the very favors of your Lord. And here, you challenge the favors of your dad. And here again, it's a small favor from a parent to a child. There's simply no way you can quantify the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says in verse 66, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. That man says, will I be resurrected alive after I have died? In verse 67, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, does he not recall that we created him when he was nothing? Verse 67, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ. This arrogant person who's talking so much, you don't have to go far. Just look at yourself, man. What were you? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You were absolutely nothing. You were absolutely nothing. And, you know, at times people talk about witnessing the birth of a new child. And subhanAllah, how can a person not at that time scream out Tawheed? Scream out Tawheed. That the formation of this fetus in the womb of this mother in three layers of darkness, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. The darkness of the womb, the abdomen, the membrane. Does this not tell you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Verse 67, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ. Does man not realize and recollect? يَذْكُرْ مِنِنْ يَتَفَكَّرْ. Doesn't he pause? Don't you think? Like you say, some people don't have filters. Some people don't have filters. A person by himself might be obese, and then you're telling someone, hey, but you're so fat. But like, are you filtering what you're saying? It's not correct for you to tell anyone anything that is insensitive. But if you look at yourself in the current context, maybe you just want to pause and ask yourself, You're having difficulty in finding a job, and you're telling someone, you know how difficult, oh, you still don't have a job. Like, won't you apply your mind before you talk, before you blurt? أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ. And I'm just use that as an analogy. We should not be laughing or mocking or scoffing at the appearance, at the physique of any person in any way whatsoever. We know the famous incident where the spouse of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, regarding another spouse, حَسْبُكَ مِنْ صَفِيَّةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا تَعْنِي قَصِيرًا. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, she referenced Aisha, Safiya radiallahu anha, that she was short in stature. حَسْبُكَ مِنْ صَفِيَّةَ تَعْنِي كَذَا وَكَذَا أَيْ قَصِيرًا. That Safiya is short, she's, you know, not tall, she's not lanky. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam disapproved of that statement. He disapproved of it. And he said, Aisha, that statement, if it was to be diluted into the water, it will pollute the waters. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la yashar qawmun min qawmin, asa an yakunu khayran minhum, wala nisa'un min nisa'in, asa an yakunna khayran minhun. Amazing deduction made here in Ma'riful Quran. O you who believe, la yashar qawmun min qawmin, let not a nation mock at another nation. لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. Perhaps the people you're mocking at are closer and are better than you are. ولا نساء من نساء. And let not a group of women mock at another woman. Now in Ma'riful Quran, under this ayah, it is written that the word قوم includes in its ambit men and women. A nation would include men and women. So Allah finished saying in the word قوم, let not a nation, meaning men and women, mock at and others. Then Allah highlighted the prohibition for women separately. Why? Although they were included in the first address, right? Takhsis ba'd al-ta'meem, as we would say, that there was umumiyyat in the first, and then it was specifically mentioned in the word nisab. Because at times, unfortunately, this malady can creep in more strongly amongst women, where one sister will pass a remark or a comment or something nasty about another woman. So we should never be saying such things. Anyway, I'm saying in the context here of Ubay bin Khalaf in verse 67, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ. This arrogant Ubay, will he not pause, will he not reflect, أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ, that we created him before, وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا, when he was absolutely nothing. We'll leave it on that note, concluding verse 67. The discussion still continues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from pride and arrogance. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.